is ska, original and indigenous. The music of guitar, saxophone, trumpet, bass, and drums. These instruments are playing a monotonic grassroots rhythm. This beat has taken Jamaica by storm and is swiftly spreading to other parts of the world.
Think of a bomb, bomb, the blue whistle on Jamaica. Little different style, different fashion. You know? No? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, Nancy, if you understand. Mommy, they matter about me, ambition. Say one make who they matter about me, ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And this week's episode is due to two lovely creatures here at the Shack, my very good friends, Ivan Galindo and Jesse Milano. And I know a few people who would snub ska, but there's some pretty interesting history behind the two-tone genre. And although ska was dominated by white musicians in the 90s, the genre has its origins in Jamaica by black artists in the mid-60s. But to fully comprehend the genre and style, we have to go further back than that, where England took rule from Spain over Jamaica in 1655, taking control of all of its resources. And during the slavery era, Africans were allowed to preserve some of their cultural and musical traditions. Also, note that during the slave trade, Africans were taken to the island as laborers after the occupying Spanish had killed most of the natives. So drumming in particular was encouraged, as plantation owners believed that it would help motivate the captives to work harder, according to San Jose State University. It should also be noted that slaves in New Orleans were allowed to play music publicly, such as in Congo Square, which is central to the origin of jazz. And these two genres would have a long affinity that developed in back and forth tandem over time. And when slavery was outlawed in 1834, a revival of African cultural traditions took off in Jamaica, which made its way into contemporary Jamaican music. And music was a huge deal on the island in the 1940s, as it became much more accessible due to modern inventions like the radio and vinyl records. And the records most sought after were imported from America. So to avoid pricey imports, Jamaicans would go to the US to do seasonal farm labor and return with big band, rhythm and blues, and jazz records. And to emphasize how much this island loved music, during World War II, American soldiers stationed there could trade records for marijuana or use it to pay sex workers. And these are only a few factors that contributed to the early ska beat from the island. But I just don't want to keep you too long from this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Thank you.
As I mentioned, American music, such as jazz and rhythm and blues, contributed to the development of ska. And one theory for the choppiness of the guitars and use of delays was due to the supposed delays and breaks in radio waves from far-off stations. But that's only one theory. There is a possibility that it was heavily influenced by the fast-paced boogie-woogie and R&B piano stylings that were coming out of New Orleans. But the cultural revival in Jamaica in the 1960s, which created ska, was due to finally gaining independence from Great Britain in 1962. So the renewed optimism and sense of endless possibilities was palpable in a cheery, upbeat, and politically aware ska sound. But no one really knows who truly invented ska. But it's generally agreed upon that Ernest Ranglin, who invented the muted ska chop, and Cecil Bustamante Campbell, also known as Prince Buster, are recognized as the fathers of ska. And although Jamaica broke from British rule, the sounds of ska had already begun making its way across the Atlantic to British youth. So British mods, skinheads, and other well-dressed kids quickly took to the genre. And Chris Blackwell, a white Jamaican descendant from aristocrats, would be a huge influence in ska's popularity in Britain. Blackwell started a record label and a small-scale distribution network focused on ethnic music. And he brought the sounds of the Scottalites, Jimmy Cliff, Millie Smalls, and so many more. Then, British bands began forming in the late 70s and early 80s, bands that are still popular and loved to this day, such as The Specials, English Beat, and Madness. And with bands like The Specials and English Beat visibly interracial, this would influence ska in America in the 80s. And there's just so much more to the genre that I just couldn't fit here, so keep an eye out for future Rudy episodes. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy the rest of the playlist.
Oh, it's you I'm talking to.
So that's it for this week, guys. And thank you all for the continual support. And if you're new around here, welcome to this strange corner of the internet. We hope you stay a while. And a huge thank you to those who share, like, and comment. It really means so much to me, and it reassures me that I'm not screaming into the void. And if you haven't yet, find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under Napalm Nanny and the Shack, along with my blog on WordPress under the same name. So till next week, I am your four-eyed host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.